Music lives in Center City, Philadelphia. Once home to jazz greats like Dizzy Gillespie and John Coltrane, the city still has a committed jazz contingent. WRTI's Susan Lewis talked with past and present owners of Chris's Jazz Cafe, an active jazz club in Center City.
Restaurateur Chris Dimitri grew up listening to jazz in Philadelphia.
When I was in my late teens, I was very lucky to see Billie Holiday in person on Ridge Avenue.
Them that's got shall get, them that's not shall lose.
It was the late 1950s and early 60s.
Showboat Peps, they were right here on Broad Street. I think that sort of shows you how big jazz was, because there are two jazz clubs within a block of each other.
Dimitri opened Chris's Jazz Cafe on Sansom off Broad in 1989 and ran it for 11 years. One of the highlights?
Bobby Watson played with Jimmy Bruno, and we were absolutely full. There was a line out the door.
In 2000, Mark Danino and partners took over, and great nights continued.
When Pat Martino plays Sonny, and everyone's heads turn, and then they cheer when he finishes.
Then there were two other major jazz clubs in Center City.
Zanzibar was the high-end club, we were the middle club, and Ortlieb's was the musicians' clubhouse in Northern Liberties. And each of us put on at least 300 shows a year.
Danino says Chris's Jazz Cafe will continue to host jazz 85 to 90% of the time, but is expanding its format to include soul, funk, rhythm and blues, and singer-songwriters.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.